From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Turkey said Wednesday it will press its military offensive in Syria until the Islamic State is driven from the town of al-Bab, despite a warning from forces allied to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and a helicopter attack on the rebels it backs. Turkey's incursion into Syria has complicated an already messy battlefield in northern Syria. As the Turkish-backed rebels push towards al-Bab, an Islamic State-held town northeast of Aleppo, they face confrontation from both Kurdish and pro-Assad forces whose front lines lie close by. Migrants set more tents and shelters ablaze at the jungle camp in Calais Wednesday, as others stood in line to be relocated as authorities resumed clearing the camp. Local opposition to the squalid and unsanitary camp, along with criticism from right-wing politicians, has stung the French government into launching a clearing operation, which began Monday. China will carry out more military drills in the South China Sea all day Thursday, according to the country's Maritime Safety Administration Wednesday. They have ordered all other shipping to stay away. China's defense ministry immediately did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The Toyota Motor Corporation Wednesday said it's recalling about 5.8 million cars at home and abroad over potentially faulty airbag inflators made by the Takata Corporation. It includes those used as replacement parts after a 2010 recall. This is VOA News. A 31-year-old British banker, Rurik Judding, calmly detailed to police his cocaine-fueled descent into a torturing killing binge that ended in the deaths of two Indonesian women in his luxury Hong Kong apartment, according to videos shown in court on Wednesday. Judding has admitted killing a 23-year-old single mother and another 26-year-old Indonesian woman in his apartment 2 years ago. He has pleaded not guilty to murder on grounds of diminished responsibility. Meanwhile, a German couple accused of luring women to their village home with personal ads went on trial Wednesday over charges they tortured and killed two of them. Wilfred and Angelica Wagner allegedly entrapped at least eight women over the years in what the media has dubbed the House of Horrors case. They are accused of cutting up one 33-year-old woman in 2014 and deep freezing her remains. The controversial Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses in his country worried about his aggressive war on drugs to leave. He said U.S. firms in his country should pack up and leave after a U.S. diplomat suggested allegations of extrajudicial killings is bad for business. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any change, tangible changes to the policies and to the programs that both our nations are implementing and executing on a daily basis.
An independent UN investigator, Philip Alston, Tuesday criticized the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti that has killed thousands.
It refused to accept factual responsibility for the introduction of the epidemic, contested the scientific evidence on the basis of a self-evidently flawed and unjustified assessment, insisted that no legal claim for negligence could be brought against it, despite the clear provisions of the relevant treaty and its agreement with Haiti, refused to countenance the payment of any form of compensation, even to the relatives of those who have died, issued no apology, and did not do enough to promote and strengthen efforts to achieve eradication.
The Gambia has become the latest African nation to announce its withdrawal from the International Criminal Court. It accuses the War Crimes Tribunal of prosecuting Africans. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.